This review is brought to you by 13 Turns, a new horror anthology by Kevin Carr. 13 jolting tales of terror, murder, and the macabre. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Our prison has the highest violence rates, legal and medical costs, than any other institution in the U.S. correctional system. Things will have to change fast. I think I have a solution. We've got to make a human centipede of our prisoners. They will literally be on their knees begging for your mercy. It's brilliant!
Okay, here's the deal. You're either going to watch Human Centipede 3 because you've seen the other two already, you're curious about the subject matter, or you're certifiably insane and intent on punishing yourself. No one should be casually swerving into this movie and getting surprised by its content. In the second sequel to Tom Six's notorious film, meant to up the ante for gross-out trash cinema, Dieter Laser is back, this time playing a psychotic prison warden whose second-in-command convinces him the only way to control the inmates is to sew them together in a 500-segment Human Centipede. Like the second installment, Human Centipede 3 is meant to be as offensive as possible. However, like the first movie, it's not necessarily terribly offensive or gross once you get past the initial concept. Unfortunately, a large chunk of the film involves Laser screaming and yelling incoherent babble throughout the movie. By the time the movie gets to human centipeding, the payoff isn't really all that impressive, or shocking for that matter. Watch at your own risk, you've been warned. The Human Centipede 3 gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.